Good evening. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight learning with you. It's especially meaningful to be learning tonight at a time where it's scary times and times of uncertainty. Let's hope we could be here next week and the week after and the week after. And I hope everyone stays healthy. But really, it's the Limuda Torah and the sense of chevra that gives us the strength and the confidence that will emerge healthy and strong for all Klal Yisrael. And hopefully the learning tonight will serve some kind of a zechus for Klal Yisrael. Tonight's shiur has been generously sponsored by Ephraim Morris and his family, in loving memory of his father, Tzvi, Reb Tzvi, Ben Aryeh Leib. Zichur Levracha, who, having heard a little bit at the Shiva about him, was a really remarkable person, a real mevakish, someone who spent his entire life on the searching deeper meanings of life, a quest, a thirst of spirituality, smicha from Ramosha, is that right? Smicha from Ramosha Feinstein, and then embraced Chabad, Chasidus.
There was a kibbutznik.
Kibbutznik. I mean, there are probably not so many. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Musmachim, who were also kibbutznik. Kibbutznikim wrote Svarim.
Made Rav Moshe so holy.
Right, doctorates. And it's no surprise that he has such a chashuv son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren. And hopefully the learning tonight will be a zechus for his neshama, an ilui for his neshama. And he should be a meilus yosher for the Morris family and for all of Klal Yisrael at a time where we desperately need as much help we can get. Up in Shemayim. This topic is very meaningful and very special to me. We'll learn tonight about making noise during Haman. Is it just for the children? When we started Thursday Night Live, we tried to pick topics for the most part where we could understand what we're doing. Because when there's meaning to what we do, it takes our actions and turns them from meaningless to meaningful. And I think this is a great example. We make noise, or our kids make noise, we bang, we yell, we do whatever we do, and why are we doing it? It's a fascinating topic. Last year we spoke about costumes on Purim, and we spoke about Mishloach Manos. The year before we spoke about drinking on Purim, and now we have another topic related to Purim to try to understand a little bit where it comes from, what's the point, and what we could gain from it. Purim is a holiday that we get to express our creativity and our individuality a little more than other Yom Tovim. Pesach, not so much. I mean, maybe you could be really crazy and get like spelt matzah. You need to take a second mortgage on your house while you're at it. Yeah, maybe some people have different shtick at the Seder. Hanukkah, the menorahs. There's not a lot of opportunity to express one's creativity in Jewish life, in halacha, in Yom Tovim. Purim is a time where we all get to. Certainly, the women with their creative themes in Mishloach Manos and the poems, and that's a whole other shiur for Shalom Bayis and how to support our wives in that effort and to give them chizuk in that. But also the costumes and even making noise on Purim. A great shtick I saw one year in yeshiva, which started off hysterical, ended up being the most annoying thing ever, where boys brought to the yeshiva. Rabbi Einzig, you could ask your son if they still do it. It was in the Or HaChaim Beis Medrash in Queens. They brought to Megillah a vacuum cleaner. Oh my God. So instead of making noise for Haman, a loud vacuum cleaner, and the first two times it was hysterical. Why did it become very annoying? Because what happens when you let go of the button? Right? So they had it like roaring for the whole Haman, and when the guy stopped to end the Haman, that's when they pulled back, and each Haman took like an extra 12 to 15 seconds for the and you couldn't yell at them because it was the middle of, you can't talk, and it was hysterical, but it ended up getting a little annoying. Over the years, I've seen different creativity during the Hamans. When I died, where I davened in Pesach, they did two things. The first year, when Haman was hanged, right? That's right. When Haman was hanged, the whole shul got up. Na 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 na. Hey! The next year, they stood up, standing ovation. When Haman was hanged, the whole shul stood up, standing ovation. There's a certain creativity. Sometimes it's a little bit silly, maybe. But this has been going on for hundreds of years. And I want to understand why we do it. And don't say because he's a Rasha. Because there are a lot of Rashaim in the Torah, and we don't bang when we hear Paro. Paro was pretty bad. He also wanted to kill, okay, he only wanted to kill the boys, but he wanted to eradicate the Jewish people. I heard people talk during Paro. I never heard people, maybe it's a Malamed Zechus for those people who are talking during landing. We don't bang for Paro, Bilam, Korach, Dustin Vaviram. I mean, pick your Rasha and Chumash and Haftorah. We read a lot of Rashaim and Nevi'im, and every time we read Nebuchadnezzar, we don't bang on the table and boo. Why are we doing that for Haman? And that's what I would like to understand tonight. And I just want to highlight before we begin, or while we begin, this is not a new phenomenon. The Mishnah Brura, in like four places, mentions this thing that they're getting carried away with Haman's. I don't think they're bringing vacuum cleaners in the Beis Medrash in Radin in 1917, but the Mishnah Brura in a lot of places is sensitive to this. If you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch in the first source, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Minog Tov Lahavi Ktanim Viktanos Lashmoa Mikra Megillah. It's a good custom to bring young children. He doesn't mean children Higi L'chinuch. If they're Higi L'chinuch, then they have to come because of the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Younger children, it's good to bring them for Pirsumi Nisa. The Mishnah Berurah says it's chinuch for pursuing this to get them excited. But says the Mishnah Berurah in source 2, Yulches, he says, Va'achsha, Va'avanoseinu Arabim, Na Polchu. Now, due to our sins, it's the opposite. Shalavad She'enam Shomim, not only do the kids not hear, Elohim Mevalbulim, they mess everyone up. Shagam Agdolim Enam Yichon Lishmoa. Even the older people, even the adults can't hear because they're making so much noise. And look what he says. V'chol bi'asam hurak l'hakos is Haman. The whole reason they come is only to make noise for Haman. And he goes on in the next sif. He says everyone should try to have a kosher Megillah. Because you could read along word for word. Because he says, the EF should end to the first line in sif katan yutes. The EF should lishmoa mehashatz. You can't hear from the Balkore, Machmas Rash, the noise, Ubilbul, the confusion, Shemakim, Be'etzim, they hit on these stones, Umashmim call, and they make a lot of noise. So you have to try to have a Megillah with you if you have one. If you can afford one, if you can find someone that's sitting next to you, because otherwise you might not be Yotze. And two more places in the next two sources, he says the same thing. He says the children, the young children, the older children, they're all coming and they're making a lot of noise. So this is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on for a very long time. And I want to understand why. And we'll see a couple different reasons. And I think it's quite fascinating. Take a look at source 5. This is where the custom began. And it's fascinating, like, how halacha developed. The Abu Jaham was a Rishon hundreds of years ago. He quotes, Kastan Evin Ayarchi, Shinogim Bitsarfas Ubit Provancia, the Minog in those places, that the Tinokos, Lakachas Avanim Chalakim, they would take smooth rocks, Velichtav Alayim Haman, they would write Haman on the rocks. What would that do? Ukshemaskir Hakore Samagil Haman. When the Balkore would mention Haman, Makishin Zu Al Zu, they would bang them together. So what would that accomplish? Limchok Eshmo. Erase the name. Why do you want to erase the name? Because the Pasuk says, Shame Rishab Mirkov. The name of the wicked should be eradicated, should go away. So the best way to do that, if you take Haman, and you bang it together, so the Haman won't be there anymore, so you're erasing the name of Haman. And why is that important? The Chein Omer B'Midrash, the Midrash says, Timche Zecher Amalek. Right, we all know the Pasuk we're going to read on Shabbos, hopefully in Shul. Timche Zecher Amalek. You should erase the name of Amalek. Afilu me'al etzim u'me'al avanim. It's a drush of Chazal. Erase it even from stones and even from wood, from trees. So there's a kiyum. You fulfill a mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek by erasing Amalek, and Haman's Amalek. So that's the minhag. The minhag was to write on stones, Haman, bang them together, you're erasing Haman. There's a gematria that Eliyahu Rabba quotes, Macho Emche, is the gematria Zehaman. Yeah. We've said this numerous times. If you're into gematrias, it's gavaldic. If you're not, it's still gavaldic. But this one actually doesn't need any plus ones. it equals 107. Macho Emche is Haman. Interestingly, when I saw this, I was super excited because when I was in YU, I mean, my first like week in YU, I was waiting for my chavrusha to come for night seder, and I should have been learning more seriously, but I was doodling. So when you doodle, what do you normally write?
Your name.
Your name. So I have a piece of paper in my gemara, I'm writing my name. And Rav Yitzchak Kohn, Shlita, came over to me, and first he gave me mush about waiting. Waiting? Waiting? There's a truck with giving out $100 bills, would you be waiting? You'd go, fine. Then he goes, you're writing your name? You're writing your name? Write a malik and erase it. Write a malik and erase it. Even kaim mitzvah daraisa. Instead of scribbling, writing, sorry, I'll write a malik and then erase it. So I saw in the Sefer Kava Yashar, he quotes that the great Rebbe, Reb Heschel, when he wanted to test ink to see if it would work, he would write a malik. Look what he writes. Kshay Rotzel Anaso, source 7 on the next page. Kshay Rotzel Anaso, Komos wanted to check the ink. What's it called? The fancy?
Water quill.
Quill. The quill. Hayakosev Shem Amalek. O Shem Haman Vizeresh. Or the name of Haman and Zeresh. Vacharka Chayamoche Cheshuam. Then he would erase it. Kdei Lekayim a Mitzvah Sesei. You fulfill a Mitzvah Sesei. Macho Timcha Zeichar Amalek. So write Haman, write Zeresh, write Amalek, and then erase it. And the next source says that they have still, I never saw it, they have still pieces of paper of the Svas MS that has the word Amalek and then erased. When he wanted to test the zinc also. So Rav Yitzchak Kohn said to me, doodle, don't write Sarel, write a malik in Yimikayim mitzvah. What I find fascinating, in the Sefer Kava Yashar, he throws in Zeresh. Our first year married, Bashoshi and I were living in Washington Heights on the other side of the Heights by Breuers. So he went to Megillah in the Breuers shul. And there they make noise during Zeresh. I never saw that anywhere before and I haven't seen it since. They bang on Zeresh, Haman's wife. She was pretty terrible also. They bang for Zeresh. So I texted this week. I looked in different from. I didn't see this quoted anywhere. I texted her, Ahaf, who grew up in Washington Heights. And his family is a deep, into the heritage, the Yaki heritage. He said, of course. That's the famous in Breuers. He didn't know exactly where it came from. Maybe Ishto Kigufo. Maybe it's a Malik. But I saw this Sefer Kava Yashar throws in there Zeresh also. So that was the Minhag. A bad wife is Marmi Mavis.
So she was the impetus that caused the whole...
Okay. Very good. Very good. Right. So fine. There's another nice Remez in source number 9, Lavush. The Pasuk says regarding Malkus, V'haya im ben Hakos Harasha. V'haya im ben Hakos, which is a source for Malkus. V'haya im ben the Sofe Tevos, which means the last letter of those three words. V'haya hey im mem ben nun Haman. So what does it mean? V'haya im ben, what are the next two words? Hakos Harasha, hit the Rasha. V'ayam ben hakos harasha sofei tevos Haman, acute remez. Again, this isn't lavush. This is not in some rebbe from 10 years ago. Lavush is a classic halachic work. V'ayam ben Haman hakos harasha hit the rasha. Another nice idea. Now, what does this have to do with our making noise during Haman? The minhag was to take Haman, bang it together, it will come erased. So the Beis Yosef says, quotes this thing, and he says, don't make fun of Minhagim. Don't make fun of Minhagim. This was being done for a long time, banging things together. Nothing to do with making noise. Nothing to do with making noise. Comes along the Ramah in source 11, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Megillah. You should read it like a letter, right? We fold it. If you see the person, the Baal Kori, you fold it. And then the Ramah says, there are four psukim you should read out loud. Ish Yehudi, or Mordechai Yatza, La Yehudim HaYisor V'Simcha, Ki Mordechai Yehudi. Then the Ramah says, in the third line in source 11, it's underlined, Od Kasvu, Shenagu Atinokos, Latsur Tsuras Haman, Al Eitzim Vavanim. The children would draw a picture of Haman on the wood, the rocks, Olichtov Shem Haman Alayan, or they would write the word Haman, Ulakosan Zalzeh, K'tei Shigim Cheshmo, and then the name would be erased. Al derech machotim chazeich ramalik v'shem rishon yirkov. So up to now, that's what we saw. Says Rama, umize nishtar beva minog. From that, the minog developed. The minog began. Sounds almost like mistakenly. Haminog shemakin haman kishakarna megillah basic nesis. Says the Rama, our minhag to make noise during Haman is an extension of a minhag, which itself is not even so pashut. Macho timcha, erase it, doesn't real. It means eradicate, it means don't think about it, it means destroy them. Also, it means erase it, so once you're going to erase it, the minhag developed, bang, and make noise. So I would say, if I was Rama, that's ridiculous, don't keep it up. Says the Rama, ein levatel shum minhag, oh, lil ogalov. One should not nullify, one should not get rid of any minhag or poke fun at it. This is the only place where Lumen told me yesterday, it's the only place in all of Shulchan Aruch where the Mar writes that. The only place in all of Shulchan Aruch where he says, be careful, don't mess with the minhag. He quotes a lot of minhagim. This is the only place in Dalad Chalke Shulchan Aruch where he says, don't mess with the minhag, ki lo lechinam hukbu. It wasn't established for naught. Well, It was. It's not based really.
It was established.
It became the minhag. But the whole thing that all the kids are going to do, and all the money going to be made on caps and cap guns and on groggers, according to Rama, it was really a mistake almost from this minhag. But there are other pshatim. If you take a look at page 5, the next page, source 13, Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'nirli atam laharish, v'nirli atam, it appears to me the following is the reason. Laharish ulevalbel ozen hashomim. It's to actually confuse and make it hard on the listener. Shlo yishmu shem zeh hamachri ha'agagi. We shouldn't hear the word. What's the problem with that shot? You have to hear every word. If you don't hear a word, you're not Yotze. So what does the Chassam Sofer mean? So Mefarshim say, obviously, it doesn't mean that we don't want people to hear. What does it mean? It means we want to show that we don't want to hear it. It's the funniest thing. Macho Timcha Zecher Amalek. And what do we do all of Purim? We talk about Amalek. But the best way to drum up sales for a book is to ban the book. When the book gets banned, everyone starts to buy the book. So we're talking about Macho Timcha Zecher Amalek. Don't even mention them. Eradicate their memory and the whole Purim. We're talking about Haman, 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 Haman. So what the Chassam Sofer means is like when you boo, when you're banging, when you're making noise. Obviously, you have to hear every word. But we're showing that we really—that's what the Chassam Sofer means. We're showing that we really—it's not kishmak. We don't really want to hear the word Haman. We have to, so make some noise. That's the Chassam Sofer's pshat with the explanation in source 14 and 15. You can take a look at it later with the explanation of Minhag Svarim to explain what the Chassam Sofer means. Larry.
No, I'm saying, when we speak about Russia, we say Yimash Zifra. Each time we're announcing it again and again and again. Same idea.
Yeah. Hitler Yimash Shmo Zifra. We don't, right? So this is like, we can't say that because we're in the middle of laning. So it's Kain. It's like saying Yimash Shmo. Very good. Then we have reason number 3, which I think is amazing. And this will change our Megillah reading on Monday night. This might cause us to be even louder than our kids. There's a sefer called Midrash Elio, and he says something unbelievable. The Kibalti, and we have to read this inside. I have a Kabbalah. The Kisha Omrim Arur Haman. When they say Arur Haman, that's in the song afterwards. Arur Haman. Oh, Kishmaskirin Shmo, the Shem Ishto, same thing. The Shem Ishto, Ubanov, Umakin, we make noise. When that happens, Sheosei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God makes it. Sheyargishu, in the third line, Sheyargishu HaHakos, God makes it that they feel the hits. Kidei Sheyikablu Tzar Gadol, so they should feel the pain. Yan Shekal Abayim Lolam Kilu Biyameyam Nasa Neis. Everyone in the world, it's as if the nays happened to them. Why? Lefisha niskayim atzaso. Let's say Haman's decree, lahashmin la'arug la'abiz kol Yehudim, would have been fulfilled. Would we be here? Lo ba'im lo'am. So now that we're here, we're benefiting from the miracle. Therefore, lachin kol ha'ba'im lo'olam, anyone who's in the world, tzrichim letzaro. We have to pay in Haman. Lachin osa kadosh baruch hu sheyargishu haakos shemakim baskarshmam. God made it. God made it that Haman and his wife and his children feel every patch that we make when we hear Haman. You step on the floor, you bang on a thing, you vacuum clean it, and whatever you're going to do, Haman and his children feel it. And it's fascinating. I'll never forget. My Rebbe once gave me such mussar when they got Bin Laden, Yimach Shemo, and they killed him on the spot. I said it was a shame that they killed him. They should have got him alive, brought him to Times Square, hung him there, and charged like $100 for like a punch, a hit. They raised all the money. It would go to the victims of 9/11. And my Rebbe, like, he patched me bad. He said, that's not a Jewish mitzvah. That's not a Jewish mitzvah. We don't believe in even our enemies suffering. They have to... What? Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, not Tzara Omelinsky. But Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it that every patch, every noise, every boo, Haman feels. And if you take a look at Source 17...
Who wrote the Sefer?
Yeah, who is that?
I don't remember. I'll take a look and I'll send it out. And the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah in Source 17, which is a contemporary Sefer, he says, "V'tam Shemak and Haman B'kriyas Megillah." The reason we bang on Haman during the Megillah, Margula B'pumayo D'inshi, it's commonly on the lips of people. The Haman Loke B'makos Halalu B'chol Shana V'Shana V'Gehenim. Haman feels it. Haman feels it. So it's not just like the Rama says. It developed almost mistakenly from the minhag of Macho Timche. And it's not like the Chassam Sofer that like, we don't want to talk about Haman, but we have to. So boo, it's like Yimach Shemo, as Larry said. Here it's more proactively patching, so to speak, hurting Haman to the best that we could. Those are the three reasons I saw for this minhag of making noise during Haman. However, there are multiple reasons why many Achronim were very opposed to it. And not just because people don't want to sit through a 35-minute Megillah, I want to go home and eat. I didn't see that Svara anywhere. But there are a couple of reasons why Achronim oppose making noise during Haman. The first one is the most practical.
You don't hear
it messes people up. You cannot hear. If you take a look, the Prima Gadim in Source 20, when he's talking about this idea of making noise, Shulchan Aruch brings it up. He says, "Mikol makom yatsa scharam behefsedam." They lose their schar. Whatever schar they would get is lost. Shemivalba bin harbe. They mess people up. There's a lot of noise. You might not hear. Most shuls have a person up there with the balkore to make sure he repeats any words. Maybe he repeats Haman, but a lot of people are making noise and you don't hear. And then he says, "Vashliach tzibor yishtok ba'od shemakin." What does the balkore do when they're making noise? He stops and quiet. That's not good because the Magen Avraham writes, "Asa lechachila hafsek yosef b'kidei neshima lechachila." You're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of Megillah more than a breath. So even if everyone else is making noise and the Balkor is going to stop, that's also not lichat chila. So the Prima Gadim was very opposed to this minhag. Mr. Brewer quotes...
So what would he say? What would answer would he get? Don't belittle a minhag. You know, don't, like the Shulchan Aruch said.
Oh, very good. So we'll see later. Do it, but don't get carried away. Maybe do it once. It has to be every Haman? Oh, how do you... Okay. Okay, so maybe the Prima Gadim, is not... You're right. The Prima Gadim have a hard time with this Ramah. The Prima Gadim have a hard time with the Ramah. Because of this idea of the Shema Achas.
It may have been that when the Ramah was talking about it, when they started in France and Provence, they were doing this. They weren't doing what we're doing now.
Man, it's interesting. When
I was a youngster, my father had started a burglar alarm company. Guess what I did, youngest in West Hempstead in 1965?
we brought in a burglar alarm. And after the third one, they told me to cut it out. That was loud.
So it's interesting. I forgot to read this. Go back to the first page of the sources. There's a Mishnah Berurah here. Which, if he says what I think he says, it's fat, because this I've never seen. Look what he says in source 4. Source 4, on the first page of the sources. So it's page 3. Source 4, I forgot to mention this. I think it's fascinating. I've never seen this. And I'm not suggesting anyone do this on Monday night. He says, V'tzarech ha'chazin, in source 4, V'tzarech ha'chazin l'shtok az be'eshemakim k'eshishmu kulam kriyaso. The chazin has to be quiet while they're banging, so that they'll be able to hear him. Umimneisha matzu ma'od kilkulim al yidei ha'akala. Since there's a lot of problems that arises from the hitting, v'regilim ha'na'arim lahakos kama pa'amim be'eish shechozer ha'chazin likros. What does that mean?
Saying hum in the second
time. Yeah, it sounds like what they would do is the chazan says, Vayar es Haman, right? And everyone bangs, so he has to repeat Haman because people maybe didn't hear Haman. So he would say, that's what he does here. No, but then he would say, Haman, and then they would bang again. And then they would say, Haman, and Pete and Repeat were on a boat. That's what was going on in Megillah. It sounds like from Mishnah Berurah. So people really got into it. But so going back to what we were up to, so there people have this whole problem that you're going to cause a situation where people are not going to hear properly. That concern is really nullified if you have someone up there who's telling the Baal Koreh which Haman's to repeat. And if you're choshesh that the tzibur did not hear the next word, so then usually the rabbi or the gabbai will be up there and tell him what he needs to repeat. So that concern is not as big of a concern. Concern number two, and this is... I was shocked when I saw this. Fascinating. The Machzor Maglei Tzedek, I forgot again who this is, hundreds of years ago. How do you know it's hundreds of years ago? Because look how bad the print is.
Where'd you get this from?
On Otzer HaChachma. I saw it quoted in a Sefer, and it's on Otzer HaChachma. I don't have out of print, rare storm. Mizeh Nagu B'Kihilos Ashkenaz. Lahakos, source 23, the top of page 7. Mizeh nagu b'kehilos Ashkenaz. Lahakos b'patish eitz alaf safsalim, a wooden hammer on the benches. Kishikori achazin gam hinei ha'eitz. Interesting. That's the tree, that the gallows. Ukshikori aseris p'nei haman k'nosh nizkarel. V'chol kayotze be'eila minhagim. All these types of minhagim. Yoseh roi levatla bizmanenu zem l'kiyumam. Better to mevatel them than to keep them. Why? L'fisha b'chol dor v'dor. Surely you could sing it if you want. L'ol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Every generation are non-Jews coming up to destroy us. U'ma'alilim aleinu alulos resha. And they're attacking us. They're making complaints against the Jewish people. That dvarim ba'im l'day sakana chas v'sham. It can lead to a sakana. Umatzinu kama dvarim shem chova. We find things that are actually obligations. Ubitlu chachamim mechashash sakana. Chazal got rid of them because of a chashash of danger. Chamira sakanta meisura. We take danger more seriously than we take isurim. What's the danger? They're going to hear us cheering at the death of Haman. They're going to hear. I don't know why they're going to hear us. I don't know. They're going to ask, hey, why you bring your cap gun to Shul? I'm going to shoot non-Jews. Again, I don't know what was going on in those countries hundreds of years ago, but it gives off. Listen, let's be honest. We see pictures always after Purim of the in different communities where they hang. Usually it's in Williamsburg and Israeli soldiers. It's terrible. I'm sure you've seen those pictures. Or they hang up black effigies. And it's a terrible Chil Hashem. People get angry. Now, to hang Haman is not a problem. Because you let it. Haman should be hanged. Machal Timcha Zecher Malik. But to talk about that, to be excited about that, to cheer and celebrate when we're talking about listen, we don't sing Az Yashir. We don't say a full Hallel on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach because Masa Yadai Tovim V'yam V'atem Omrim Shira. The Mitzvahs were pretty terrible, and we don't sing a full Hallel. We don't because They're still people. They're God's creations. We should be sensitive. He's not saying from the sensitive point. He's saying to it's gonna arouse the hatred. Look at the Jews. It's not so far fetched. Look at the Jews. They're hanging non-Jews. They're shooting cap guns. They're cheering. What does kids do? Is there what?
Violence brings violence.
Now we do have a halacha to kill Amalek, so it's a little bit. But in a public way so this isn't even halacha. He says Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says if it's Peshas HaSakana, you don't put it in the window. You leave the menorah on the table. And there's a chiyuv of pursuing Nisa. So chiyuv to make a corner of Mutz. It's the real thing in the first place. So says the Sefer and the Matzor Ma'agali Tzedek. And I apologize for not being able to quote who he is. This was his opposition. The third and final opposition I'll mention is in a sefer called Minhag HaBasidim Bi'adenu. He quotes many achronim that leads to a lack of kavod to the basic Knesset. Basic Knesset is a mikdash mat, and people are there's trash all over the place. There's garbage all over the place. There's the caps from the people still do cap guns. When we were growing up, it was like a big thing, right?
The rule in Shul that no explosive devices.
So, yeah, a carpet could get ruined. It's a shul. It's in front of the Aron Kodesh. It's a Mikdash Mat. So,
not because of the little red circle dots.
Yeah, those are big time. Now they probably got more sophisticated. You probably have like an app on your phone where you can make the Haman noise. Now people bring in like animal noises. Anyways, that's the third opposition, not to making noise, but to making noise in a way where it's going to detract from the sanctity, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash. And Beis HaKnesses. There's a sefer or an email that goes out every week from Rabbi Ben Sion Cook, who lives in Israel. There's a Talmud of Rabbi Yashiv. David Goldberg has developed a very close relationship with him. So he forwards me the email every week. So he writes in here, in Source 25, you can take a look at it outside later, people in a shul, they wanted to get rid of Hamas. They wanted to abolish it. They wanted to abolish it. So he says from Rabbi Yashiv, Zechut Zagav Racha, you should not. It's against the halacha. Halachas has to do it. We might not understand it. It might add a little bit of time. But he says it should not be abolished. But, he says, you could set limits. You could ask the tzibor to go easy and to be mindful of the fact that there are people who are still, which I think is fair. He says even the prima gadim who says not to do it, his language is mevalbel and harbe. They very much mess things up. So if you don't very much mess things up, then it's okay. And then the last page, we'll do source 26 last. And Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita on source 27, he says there's a minog. So who says the minog is to do it every single time you hear Haman? He says if you want, you do it one time. I know there's some early morning minyan, like this year it's a work day. So it could add a lot of time. I don't know what they do here at the earliest minyan. I know like in my parents, where my father davens on Purim, the rule is the first and last Haman. You're still being Mekayim the Minhag. The Minhag is to make noise during Haman. You have to do it every single Haman to Mekayim the Minyan. So a shul can institute first Haman. I'm not advocating for that. I think, certainly if there are going to be children, maybe at 6:20 Minyan, there's probably no children. But at night, it's a certain excitement for the children. Pursuing Nisha, gets them excited for the holiday. They're not drinking wine to get them excited. So let them be excited. But says a Shul Kamensky, you don't need to have it every single time. I want to not end, but almost end in source 26 of Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin, who was like the preeminent posek in America in the earlier part of the 20th century, where I think a colleague of Rav Moshe, maybe he was even here before Rav Moshe. So he says it's terrible. He says Haman noises is terrible. He says may bilbo ba'kas Haman rabim v'alim mitzvahs asay the divrei kabbalah shel kriyas megillah. A lot of people aren't Yotze. Yeah, I think today we are Yotze because there's a rabbi or a gabbai who's maintaining a certain level. He says, this is unbelievable. V'har Rishonim haisa kavanasam l'shem shemayim. Earlier on there, kavanas were l'shem shemayim. V'ata, and he's talking in America in the 20s maybe. V'ata nikar bezeh prikas ol v'holos. No, it's not. It's not l'shem shemayim. It's just one big... It's not a joke. Make animal noises with vacuum cleaners. Sha'asr al kalponim. First of all, it's usher to have leitzanus and to be poor gold. Hasvarde makin hamanacha kriyas megillah Kishomer Arahaman Varuzarish. That's the only time they do it. Rav Avad Yosef was very against. I forgot to mention earlier, Rav Avad Yosef was very against making noise during Haman. He says, Aval be'es kriyas ha-megillah, tzarch lavatel ha-minag b'chezkas yad. Very strong language, with strength. Be passionate, be strong to abolish this minag, because everything in life we should do should have meaning to it. Kol kavanaso avoseinu l'shem shemayim, our kavanas l'shem shemayim. And said Rav Henkin, today, our kavanas, when we're making noise, maybe now we will have our kavanas l'shem shemayim, when I'm banging home on Monday night, I'm patching him as hard as I could. I'm going to hit Haman with all that I got. But it's not, for a lot of people, it's a big joke. And says Rav Henkin, we should strive to do things l'shem shemayim and not for prikas ol, the holus. I think the minog in most of Klal Yisrael is to allow it. A, it adds to the simcha. Certainly for the children, we want the children to love coming to shul and love the Megillah and love the mitzvos. And you're right, the costumes don't really define Purim, and the groggers don't really define Purim. There's so much more about, we didn't even touch on it tonight, about Hashkacha Pratis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the puppet show of Megillas Esther being orchestrated by above. That's the essence of Purim. But children don't really understand that yet. So for them to get excited about the other aspects of Purim, I think are very, very valuable. So whether we're going to bang for Haman or not, when we go home and we doodle, or when you write a check, maybe in the memo, write a malik and then erase it. You mekayim a mitzvah daraisa, feel me al itzim avanim. We could show that we don't want to talk. We have to talk haman and malik, but we don't want to hear it. That's chassam sofer. And then this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, and he feels every patch, every hit, every bang that we do. Haman feels it, and hopefully he's hurting above, and that'll help us stop all the future hamans as well. Thank you very much. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Should stay healthy and safe. We thank again Ephraim and Morris for sponsoring the shir tonight. We will daven Maariv in 2 minutes.